You might want to settle into the sounds of this episode. I'd recommend putting on your headphones and finding a comfy chair. You're listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Aurelia didn't realize that the birds sing all night on her farm in the Loire Valley. She never thought twice about it. This is the night she knows. But I was stunned because midnight sounded like sunrise. Most of us inhabit night in a small number of places, and many of us don't really notice how deeply the world transforms when the light is gone. But if you listen, you'll notice that the sonic landscape of night is very different than that of the day. There's more room for imagination and interpretation when you're making sense of your world with limited or no visuals. Also, as countless noisy elements of the world drop away, those that are left seem to swell in size and ricochet off the walls. This natural reverb is easy to miss when sound makers are all blasting off at once, shoulder to shoulder and bumper to grill. In January, I left my home for 6 months of wandering. And of course, one of the main things I explored were the infinite shades of night in each new place. What I noticed more than ever is that every night is a fingerprint. Each is unique, with no one the same as another. The sounds tell the stories. Close your eyes and listen. This is a catalog of nights. Langon, France, 11:20 p.m. I can smell ions. The house is shaking. And the sudden crashing jolts send all sorts of adrenaline through my body. The world goes from black to blinding blue-white every few minutes. I count the beats between the sound and the flash. Other creatures freeze for the danger to pass and then carry on. The rain anesthetizes my brain, and I can't keep my eyes open. Malolo, Fiji, 10:45 p.m. The air is heavy, moist, sticky, and so many creatures are awake. A rat scuttles by, and mosquitoes share a meal of me. Just sitting on the beach makes sweat pour down my skin. The air wants to break open. I want it to. The sky finally unravels in pieces. What a relief to feel the world cleanse itself. The rain adds another layer, a scrim, creating a painting, a dim world and a perilous lone boatman in the distance. Storms skim the horizon. My pulse speeds up as electricity builds in the air. Brixton, England, 11 p.m. This night is laid back and workaday. It's neither frenetic nor sensual. It is what it needs to be, It's practical that way. Nothing to get worked up about. Mevagizzy, Cornwall, England, 12 a.m. The tide is fleeing, stranding tiny fishing boats in the inner harbor. Monte Rosso, Italy, 1 a.m. A village perched above the ocean is gifted with songs of frogs. A train slides into a tunnel of blackness below. It continues on down the coast. I rarely wonder about travelers during the day. Darkness adds import and weight to the sounds of movement. A lone man in a truck or passengers hidden inside a train are suddenly lonely, mysterious, fleeing. I know this, and the frogs know it. Now I'm on the night train. It's 11 p.m. and we're hurtling towards Venice through dark and light like paint splatters on canvas. We've been traveling all day and the rhythmic blackness makes me feel disembodied and floaty. Venice, Italy, 12 a.m. We arrive to almost deserted streets and canals, with the landscape illuminated by soft orange streetlights. It's midnight, and we walk over the bridge and into the maze-like alleys. From time to time, we pass a couple or a boat goes by. But no one can help us find our way, and we're lost in dark crevices and soft shadows. Walking through this dizzying labyrinth, we realize that we are almost lost to the world. We'll have to retrace our steps and find another way home. A man with a dog tries to help, but we're too far gone. The vaporettos, or water buses, pass us by as we stand bewildered in the darkness. I'm disturbingly happy. Sydney, Australia, 12:45 a.m. People compete with insects. Crickets are the beat. The air is a liquid stew, so life moves outside. We weren't invited to this party, but the windows are all open, and my breathing falls into time with the hum of planes overhead, disjointed phrases, and vaporous wisps of music. My dreams will be inhabited by hipster Aussies. Florence, Italy, 12:30 a.m. Some places are aggressive in their resistance to quieting down and resting. Even the act of closing down is an assault on sleep. While cheerful in tone, all of these sounds are arrows in a war against rest. Earplugs are my armor. Alentejo Cork Forest, Portugal, 1 a.m. Insomniac sheep wander along hills filled with cork and oak trees under a milky charcoal gray sky. Grassy beds were found hours ago. What keeps a sheep awake in the middle of the night? Torre delle Stelle, Sardinia, Italy, 12:30 a.m. Lazy waves down below curl gently around consciousness, then tug under into the inky water. Each one begins as a small thrill and then recedes back into blackness. I'm floating in fog after 23 of them. Voulismeni, Crete, Greece, 2 a.m. The lonely howl of a dog in the dark, the looming mountains that I can't see but I know are there, and the mostly empty two-lane road reminds me that we can communicate with no one in this tiny village. The quiet brings me to the edge of claustrophobia. Rotorua, New Zealand, 11:45 p.m. Camping in a van by a lake in a small city, we shelter in a tiny metal box, like a toy left stranded in the middle of a harshly lit parking lot, discarded along with crushed cans and cigarette butts, but a nice parking lot, and hot springs bubble up from cracks in the nearby sidewalk. Rome, Italy, 12 a.m. I don't realize the alarm is outside my head until it stops. Lisbon, Portugal, 12:30 a.m. Arriving home from Fado clubs after midnight, the lights don't always come on when I enter the lobby, and I have to use the light on my phone to get to the elevator. That's not creepy at all. Barcelona, Spain, 3 a.m. Crickets and garbage trucks plod along endlessly. It's just what they do. The night is a spotlight. Dark streets take on the quality of a movie set when the baseline hum of day is removed. Machine insects swarm the sky. flying through the night across the world, water below and stars above. It's so intimate and ridiculous to be trapped in this dimly lit giant bedroom with squirming strangers. There's uneasy power in this night, bodies sweating and breathing and struggling for comfort, neither here nor there, encapsulated and suspended, filled with dread and hope and boredom. Cadiz, Spain, 12 a.m. I'm mesmerized. It's midnight, and there are children in the street with their families. Cafes and bars are easy and comfortable. People go about their lives as though it's the middle of the day, but better. Seville, Spain, 12 a.m. The cafe below our window is a continuation of the street beyond and the surrounding city. My dreams will be sweet with the pulse of joy at night and faraway singing. Of course, the night is very different when you go from outside to inside. And when I switch my focus from observer to active participant, when I join in the revelry, the intense magnetic energy makes me elated and connected, and I could stay up all night. You've been listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Nocturne is produced by me and was created by myself and Kent Sparling, who also composed the theme music and recorded most of the sounds heard in this episode. Check out past episodes and find out more at nocturnepodcast.org. And please rate us and review us on iTunes. It really helps. Nocturne is proud to be a member of The Herd, a collective of smart and beautiful podcasts from around North America. To find out about all the shows in The Herd, go to theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. Thanks for listening.